So again, my name is Rebecca. I'm happy to be here to present on behalf of the co-authors on this abstract, Darwin Dean and Martha Gold. Unfortunately, couldn't be here at APHA with us. I have no disclosures. Darwin and Martha wanted to say that they received some funding from the Informed Medical Decisions Foundation. So I'd like you all to imagine a waiting room. Maybe look something like this. Maybe there's a TV in the corner playing the news, same news headlines over and over on loop. Maybe you've been sitting there for 10 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe longer. Maybe you're feeling a little frustrated at how long you've been sitting there. Maybe you're even feeling a little anxious about your upcoming visit with your doctor. So something we're going to look at here is how can we reinvent the waiting room to be more productive and less of this wasted time. And we're just going to talk about how you can do that in 10 minutes. I'm going to give two examples of the research that's been done using the Right Question Effective Patient Strategy. Some research was done at City College of New York, the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education, and then at Union Square Family Health Center in Somerville, Massachusetts. And this is the great research team we worked with at CCNY. And so some of the methods for that study, it was first-year medical students who taught the patient activation strategy to patients who were English or Spanish speaking, 18 years or older, in five different community health centers in New York City. They approached 651 patients, 252 agreed to participate. And then they used surveys looking at the patient activation measure and patient preference for control. So the patient activation measure is a way of seeing how active and engaged patients are in their healthcare. And the patient preference for control is whether they would prefer to be a passive, a collaborative, or an active member in making decisions. This is some of the results there. You can see there was an increase in patient activation for many patients. 44% moved to a higher level of patient activation after being taught this strategy, again, in just a short period of time in the waiting room. And the biggest increases were among patients who started at a lower level, so level one of activation. And then you'll also see for patients, no matter where they stood on the patient preference for control, so that first column on the left, whether they were passive, collaborative, or active, they all had an increase in PAM scores. And those who started as passive had the biggest increase in PAM, became most activated near the end. All of these changes were statistically significant. So it's clear that the strategy has an impact on patients who learn to advocate for themselves, but it also had an impact on the medical students who were learning this new strategy of working with patients that complemented the interviewing skills they were learning in medical school. It was also a service learning project for them where they learned to explain the strategy in more layman's language. But it also had an impact on the doctors who were then able to work with their patients who came prepared with a focused list of questions, and an impact. This is something that Dr. Dean and Dr. Gold are planning to study in the future. What is the impact on health centers? Their hypothesis is that it'll make visits overall more efficient, which will again benefit the health center as a whole. The second study at Union Square Family Health Center, which is a patient-centered medical home, which means that they've already made some changes so that care is more collaborated and comprehensive and patient-centered. 50% of the patient population is not English-speaking, and it's predominantly low-income population. The study staff, I led a group of college undergraduates to teach the Right Question strategy to patients before their visit and then interviewed them afterward. We were only able to interview English-speaking patients, but we focused on patients who had chronic illness, believing that these patients would have more complex health needs, maybe more questions for their doctors. Taught the strategy in just 10 minutes in the waiting room, and then the interviews afterward. We found that the majority of patients said they do not prepare at all for their visits. And of those that do, they often say they prepare a list in their head, but then might forget the questions by the time they enter the doctor's appointment. 88% of patients said they found the strategy useful. We did find that patients with lower levels of education had fewer questions to begin with, but with coaching were able to come up with additional questions. One example, a patient came in with the question, do I need to have an operation? And with some coaching, what is the recovery like? What are the side effects? Another patient said, this strategy taught me not to be afraid to ask questions and to keep asking if I need to. So in summary, the right question strategy can transform this waiting room time so it's more productive and patients prepare for their visit. It's also a very simple strategy that can be taught by medical students, undergraduates, a variety of providers. Another quote here, the strategy gave me an extra push to ask what I need. I don't feel nervous and intimidated. Now I'd like to take some time to show how the right question strategy fits in with existing patient education or engagement strategies you may be using. Ask Me Three, I'm sure many of you have heard of this. This is a very simple strategy where patients are told to ask three specific questions. And building on that, the right question strategy, instead of, like Lou said, handing them a list of questions, building dependency, we're actually building their skills so that they're able to ask their own questions. Motivational interviewing is a counseling approach that's largely provider-focused. Providers are learning these skills to encourage patients to change behaviors. With the right question strategy, you have patients who feel like they can engage with their provider, ask questions, be involved in decisions, and partner, making that motivational interviewing strategy even more effective. Stanford Chronic Disease Self-Management Program is a pretty involved program that spans several weeks, teaches management of chronic illness. And again, patients who know how to ask questions and be involved in decisions are more likely to get more out of that program. And then decision aids, which provide evidence about treatment options and help patients clarify their values. Patients who learn the right question strategy learn to define a decision, identify when one is happening, and then learn how to ask questions to be able to recognize their role in those decisions. So now, in right question style, I'll ask if you have any questions to just write them down, and maybe we'll get time at the end to go over them. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.